Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome to the second hour of this fine program here. If you missed in the first hour, you can catch that. The Fan Podcast, 105.1thefan.com. The Odyssey app. Let's rewind, fast forward, chapters, the whole shebang. Can't go in the future. That's impossible. Same over on the YouTube. You can catch any of our shows here at 105.1 The Fan Sports Network. If you missed Primetime Club Hour yesterday, you can catch that on YouTube. If you missed Spring in the Line last week, you can go back and check that out from the morning show. Free consultation yesterday from us. You can go back and check things out. So if you missed anything and you want to go back, make sure to handle that. We'll get into some college football this hour, along with a little bit of NFL, plus how crazy is the city of Seattle going to be this weekend, which could be a lot of fun, and it might even double down for two weekends in a row. But before we get to the number one team in the nation, Ohio State, I just kind of want to address, as Russ pointed out in his update, dynamite producing over there, amigo.
I listened to that one.
It was announced by Dan Lanning today that Mekhi Hughes requested a red shirt, and it is granted. Danny, what'd you say in the break?
He's transferring.
I would imagine that that's what's going down. And
it's either that or he's protecting himself for the NFL draft. It's one of those two things.
Yes, yes.
So this is something you're going to see in college football. This happened at Oklahoma State this morning as well. Brett McMurphy reported that Oklahoma State's leading defensive tackle, they're probably their best defensive player, is redshirting. Why? Because Gundy got fired.
And yeah, now he's out.
He can technically, honestly, he can transfer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your coach gets fired, you now can transfer. Now, that doesn't mean he can go play for somebody else, but if he wants to go to another program right now and go
practice and
be a part of stuff, he can. And I wonder if Hughes is, you know, he can't do that because Lanning hasn't been fired, but if he's already kind of starting that process, or if he's just going to shut it down and maybe try to prepare for the NFL draft. I don't know what side of that's going to go, but this is the world that you're in right now in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it.
I'm not against it either, especially because, you know, my biggest takeaway when we talked, you know, when we interviewed Tyson Alger and talking about this Penn State game and leading up to it and it kind of being the start of the season, in theory, we knew 10 guys weren't going to touch the ball. We knew it wasn't going to be like Oklahoma State or Oregon State or Montana State, that he was going to have his guys and call on them. And guess what? The guys, we know who they are.
I'll tell you
it's
right now.
It's Hill, it's Lamar, and it's Davison. Whether Davison's running decoy and then blocking downfield, because that was a huge moment for him, or putting his booty in the end zone.
I mean, Davison is a touchdown vulture, and it's fantastic.
And I'm here for it.
I love a big old thick boy who's just like, you need 4 yards, I'll give you three. You need 2 yards, I'll give you three. That is my kind of dude. I love a guy like that.
And so I think Micah knows that he's – Mekhi.
Yeah.
Mekhi knows he's
it's
too
crazy.
Far down the depth
it's
chart.
It's crazy. Number one
– And Lanning says, cool, dude. See him.
Oregon, get the ball to De'Aaron Hill. Good God, that guy is terrifying in the open field. Holy crap. But it is nuts that Mekhi Hughes ran for 1,500 yards at Tulane and he's not touching the ball.
Yeah.
And I get it. I look at that Oregon running back room.
Should've stayed at Tulane.
Dude,
should have stayed at Tulane.
Tulane's been really good, but I, like the idea that if Darian Mensah and Mekhi Hughes stayed at Tulane, Tulane would probably be a
16th ranked team in the nation.
I was going to say top 15. Legitimately, because
you're your G5 leader in the clubhouse after Boise State and USF.
Because again, Mensah has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And Mekhi Hughes is clearly a very good running back.
And Duke is not very good. Mensah's been good. That team's not very good.
But yeah, but that's the interesting thing about all of this in general, of like where this stuff lies. But I kind of like this because it does give guys freedom to do things. It does. It, like, you're not stuck.
It's kind of playing fair with the transfer portal rules.
It is. And this is where I mean.
Because you could hold them captive and say no.
Well, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Baker Mayfield has talked about this.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to go somewhere in redshirt because I had to sit out a year.
We were talking about baseball and guys manipulating the system because DeLauder, this doesn't count as service time.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, the kid for the Guardians today is making his major league debut in center field.
He's got an error and a walk.
He's got an error and a walk. But this is how insane of a circumstance this is. This is the sixth time a player in Major League Baseball history has made his debut in the playoffs. This is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at you and I go, well, doesn't start his clock.
but that's what I'm saying. And I think that's kind of the new wave. And this is where I give Dan Lanning a ton of credit. And, you know, we were having a conversation a while ago on the YouTube chat about the national recognition for Oregon. And I think sometimes, yeah, you do need a natty that will boost it nationally. But also I think some of it is a little lazy East Coast media. You know, Oregon uniforms are cool, and that's all we know about them. But those are the little things that are going to start to gain your program recognition, why other kids are going to want to go to your program. When you can say, let's pretend this is the conversation behind closed doors. Coach, I'm not in the top three of the depth chart, am I? Mm. And even coach says, you know what, Mekhi, like, keep working every week. We're going to give you opportunities, and when you get your opportunities, don't push them down. He says, how about I just redshirt?
Mm.
And then that leaves me options. And for Lanning to say, yeah, we'll do that. You know, he'll still probably try and recruit him and keep him at Oregon. Or if he walks, he might say, we're cool without you.
This is not an Oregon thing. This is not a Lanning thing. This is why you don't have depth charts in spring camp, in summer camp, and even in fall camp. You're like, you're trying to hold on to guys as long as possible. Like, you know, Oregon's going to have to make a decision next year at quarterback. Does Nova said, you know, if Dante goes to the NFL, does Nova said take over Achilles Smith?
Right.
You just kind of go down the
list.
Or
you go into the transfer portal.
Or is one of those, because you're going to lose one of those guys. That's just going to happen. I mean, you saw it at Penn State.
Dante comes back, Nova said's gone.
But that's what I mean. That's why I was going to use the Penn State example. Drew Aller opts to come back. Bo Prabilla ends up in Missouri. That's the nature of this beast now. And so, but it happens across the roster. And you also have the guys that you kind of, you know, de-recruit. Like, you ain't it, dog.
And maybe that's where he is now.
I don't think he's one of those guys, but maybe he's not one of those guys for them.
I don't think so either, but I don't want to sit here and
you don't grunt for 1,500 yards and not be a dude.
Right.
You might not be the dude, but you're a dude.
And I don't want to sit here and slurp Lanning, but I hope that is a precedent that's set in the transfer world because that will resonate to other kids.
Being honest.
Yeah, if Moore goes to the NFL and it the heir apparent is Novosad, okay? But you're a quarterback that's getting recruited to come in, you now know, okay, I'm going to take a shot at beating him out in camp. And if I don't, maybe coach will let me do that. And maybe he won't.
But look, Dante did.
Dante
comes to Oregon last year and did what I think a lot of young guys in this country are not doing. And I give him a ton of credit. He sat there last year.
You don't see that.
And honestly, I think it might have made him tens of millions of dollars.
But we're gonna switch over to Ohio State here in a second. You know, Julian Sain is having a tough time over there. If Day decides to recruit someone in, what stops Julian Sain from saying to Ryan Day, hey man, did you see what they did with that kid over at Oregon? Think you could redshirt me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me an extra year. Let me go play somewhere else. It might be a trend that starts. And I would love to see that because I think it meets a little in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not giving player complete control. It's not giving coach complete control. It's kind of allowing the system that we're all worried is broken work.
I mean, you can just you can just say it. I'm going to redshirt.
Yeah.
You got your four games. And at that point in time, you know, after that, the decision has to be made. But yeah. It's an interesting spot.
to Barry. Speaking of that, let's get into Ohio State as they beat the Huskies on the road at Montlake. I have some serious concerns about this team. We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It looks really hot.
Damn it, Joe.
He can't stick with us.
Number one team in the nation for the fourth week in a row would be the Ohio State University, as they went into Montlake and defeated the Huskies in a game that I won't get that time back. Not quite Stanford, Hawaii level, but it's a game I won't get back, including this one. Get him out. Well, of course not. Tie ball game in Cleveland, 1-1, as Tanner Bibee, or 2-1, excuse me, as Tanner Bibee has completely melted down in the fourth inning, can't get guys out. Walking a couple dudes, so it's 2-1, top of the fourth with two outs, runners on second and third. There's that dreaded two runs early for Detroit, so Cleveland in big trouble over there. Ohio State University takes 46 first place votes in the AP Top 25. Oregon with 16, Miami with 4, and I know it has been a long-running thing. If you listen to any of the shows here on the Fan Sports Network, you know where we all sit on the AP Top 25. We've all got massive issues with it, whether it's the boys in the morning or it's primetime. Like, we all know that this thing is kind of a joke and gotten a little bit out of hand, and it's very lazy journalism. But Ohio State sits at number one, mostly because of their win against Texas in week one, which is the most hyped game in the history of college football and some of the most boring game in college football I've seen in a long time. There is a giant problem in choosing this team to be number one in the nation when looking at that offense. That offense has the best player in college football and cannot figure it out. You put up the same amount of points on UW's defense in four quarters that Washington State University did in three quarters. Are you kidding me? I mean, I know UW's getting better and what Jed Fish has got going up there is okay, but that defense was big problems the week before, and that's all Saiyan can muster up. I think they got to. We were talking about Drew Aller and kind of killing him, and we were talking in during the break, just you and me, Danny, about I don't think Penn State has a Franklin problem. I think Franklin has a quarterback problem.
I think he has
problem.
A quarterback problem. I think he chooses the wrong guys, whether it be Hackenberg or Aller. Like, he likes these guys that have the idea of being a great quarterback, but they never actually translate. Meanwhile, Bo Prabula is at Missouri just being an absolute dude.
Yeah.
It's like, Aller says he wants to come back, and I know there's probably some loyalty there and all those things because you spent time with a kid, and you know you want to honor that, and I get it, and I respect it. But if you're telling me that you wouldn't be more multiple, that you wouldn't be more threatening, that you wouldn't be more deadly with Bo?
Like, without a doubt.
So Bill Connelly at ESPN released his top – he went through every Power 4 quarterback in the country, and he ranked them. And – interestingly enough, Julian Sain comes in at number 11.
And that is mind-boggling.
But he has a caveat here, right? It says this is, again, from Conley at ESPN.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
It's almost impossible to grade Sain on the scale as everyone else. So that's the opening line.
Why?
So he's recognizing that already. And this is why. He leads the nation with a 79% completion rate, which, awesome. But he's only taken two sacks and his third in success rate. He's keeping the offense humming. But he's also throwing mostly short passes to extremely talented receivers, and his defense has yet to allow a double-digit point game. He is not being asked to do anything. And this is
top five defense in college, if not number one.
So this is my whole thing. It's funny because it's Ohio State and now Michigan. My whole take on college quarterbacks. He doesn't have to do much because his team is good. No, when you have a great quarterback, you know what you ask them to do? More. You ask them to do more because they're capable. Not only capable, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Jaden Maiava at USC. He's being asked to do stuff that is not being asked of most quarterbacks in the country. And guess what? He's doing it. Klubnik, Nussmeier?
Not doing it.
Not doing it. And guess what's happened? They're dialing it back. Carson Beck, very experienced. He's not being asked to do a lot.
Look at Altmaier's bounce back against SC. Like that, after having such a garbage performance against Indiana. I don't know if this was the case. I'm not hooked into the Illinois world. I wouldn't be shocked if Bielma goes, okay, let's pull it back. What are we doing wrong? What are we asking Altmaier to do too much?
They put him in that RPO game, and he carved USC up.
To where Cignetti says to Mendoza, yo, brother, throw it. Whatever you want.
And he has done it now 2 years in a row with Rourke last year and now Mendoza this year. He is empowering his guy. Bryce Underwood at Michigan is not being asked to be the burden of Michigan's offense. Why? It's not because he's not talented. He's not ready to do it.
Mm.
Now, Michigan's defense is good. It's not Ohio State's level of good. But the ask is not there. And if you're asking me, can Ohio State win a national title right now? Gun to my head, no.
No, I don't think so.
They don't have the quarterback play to do it.
I don't think so either. And I love that you bring up Underwood at Michigan. Underwood, you can let go for two reasons. One, Michigan doesn't have the expectations this year. No. I know, you know, Mays and Blue are gonna yell at me that their expectations win a natty every year. I get it. But if you dig down deep inside, you know you're starting a freshman quarterback. We have no idea if Moore is your future head coach or not. Missing games, you know, sanctions be damned, whatever it is. So you're playing a little with house money. You're going to be afforded to have a bad season. Two, Bryce Underwood has skills that Julian Sain doesn't. That is escapability, using his legs, and he's a better athlete than Julian Sain. So I think because a guy is built that way, that allows you to take the reins off a little bit. Whenever I see guys at giant programs like this, a Julian Sain, you're starting a freshman at Ohio State? Kind of like what we were talking about with Franklin and quarterbacks, that's your best option is to run an extremely conservative play calling on offense so you can get a freshman in that might not be ready?
So,
because you're afraid he's going to transfer?
Well, I was looking this up, his big time throw percentage, you know, those are the playmaker throws. Through four games, it is 2.9%. Against the two teams that are actually competent in Texas and Washington, 0% in both games.
Boom.
It is 5.3 and 6.3 against Grambling and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're to me, you cannot be the number one team in the country if you're, it's not even just handcuffing him because I don't know what he can or can't do. He's not doing anything other than not screwing up. And that matters.
It does.
But
he's got a lot of J.J. McCarthy to him.
That's exactly my point.
Which won a national championship.
But McCarthy was also much further along.
Agreed.
And that, when I look at that, and it's not a shot at Ohio State. Sain was a very, very highly touted quarterback coming out of high school.
And he could be really good.
He could end up being very good. But right now, No. As good as Ohio State is, they're not the best team in the country.
I don't think so. We talked about it yesterday, and I want to read some texts from the text line, 503-864-6326. We talked about this yesterday, about the two most complete teams in college football. We both agreed are probably Miami and Oregon. I know you love Indiana, and there's probably some other teams we can sprinkle in there as well. This texter asks, is it Miami, Oregon in the national championship? Right now, for me, yes. That's going to change. Oregon's got Indiana. Miami's got Florida State. Miami still has Cristobal, so yeah, there's still a lot of factors. But right now, that answer is yes.
Right as it stands right now, and it can change. It's college football in a nutshell. But I've got Miami, Oregon, Ole Miss, Indiana. Those to me are the four best teams in the country.
Mm-hmm. I love Ole Miss,
but
I
like
know you do too.
If you look at their resumes and what they've accomplished and how they've done it, honestly, Oregon has the quote unquote weakest resume because the only good team they've played is Penn State.
They've played a G5 former Power Four and a top FCS team and boat raced them all.
But that's the thing. It's like what they did to Oklahoma State does not happen.
No. Even though their program is in shambles. And same to Oregon State. Their program's in shambles. That doesn't happen. That shouldn't happen to Oregon State.
But that's why I have Indiana where I do.
Yeah.
Because Illinois is a lot better than Oklahoma State and what they did to them.
Some housekeeping duty here. So let me get this right. Franklin has a QB problem, but he's the one choosing the QBs. Okay. I think what we were trying to say there, and I think you and I are in agreement on this. I think what we're trying to say that, yes, they have a quarterback problem, but everywhere else, Franklin's really good.
Yes.
Really good.
Look, they're a pipeline to the NFL everywhere.
Now, I don't know how long you get away with being really good at everything except for the most important spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, to this texter's point about Ohio State, we thought we'd learn about a lot about Ohio State week one. Now it looks like we won't know anything about them until they play Penn State, which may be a Franklin hot seat game. That's where I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I cannot buy Ohio State until I see them play somebody. Look, I've said this all week. Texas didn't play this weekend, and we feel less comfortable about them.
I mean, you look at Ohio State's schedule.
They may be the only team that almost lost to the bye.
Yeah. They have Minnesota this week, then they have Illinois, then they've got Wisconsin, Penn State, Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, Michigan. I mean, good God. They play nobody.
Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean,
they'll get Michigan at the end of the year.
That's what I'm saying, but like,
yep, and they have a run. Dude, they'll get Penn State at home.
They have a run of Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers.
I know. I don't even care if it's on the road or at home.
Good. No.
That defense is num, 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 num.
Purdue, UCLA is the worst team in the conference.
Yeah, but
hands down.
But what I'm saying is don't be shocked if Ohio State beats UCLA like 28-0. To where an Oregon could go down there. We'll see Penn State this weekend. Like, this is a big test for Drew Aller this weekend. Not that they're going to lose, but can you hang 35 on UCLA?
You better stunt on that team.
Can you hang 35 on UCLA? That's going to be the big thing. And I don't know if Ohio State hangs 35 on UCLA. Unless you're throwing 4-yard, you know, crossing routes to Jeremiah Smith and he's got 270 yards on 4 catches and 4 touchdowns. Unless you do that, I don't see them putting up the points, and I think a lot of that has to do with Julian saying, and I think that's what's surprising. I don't know if it's a fear of him transferring and what he could be, but after coming off a national championship, your best answer is Julian saying. I know it's hard to say at the beginning of the season that, yeah, they thought that was our best answer.
Well, I mean, Kienholz was...
Oh, they were huge on it.
They were. It was, for I would say, probably up until about 3 weeks before the season, there was, like, people in the college football world were all saying, like, yeah, it's probably sand, but Kienholz is really pushing for this job. And
in 4 games, I've seen nothing from him. No mistakes, which is good. No,
yes.
But I need something.
But also, it's like Jackson Dart this past week, right, for the Giants. He threw for, what was it, 120 yards?
Doesn't have a great stat line.
But he accomplished everything.
Sand has
the same quasi-stat line. But I don't feel like he's accomplishing anything. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Okay.
And you're at UW, which was like 50% red.
Yeah.
50% scarlet and gray in that place. I don't know. I didn't expect to be so hot and bothered by Ohio State. This texter, hot take. I think Penn State beats Ohio State. I don't think that's a hot take.
I don't
at
think
all.
It's a hot take.
I think that's honestly a freezing take.
That's kind of like Oregon Penn State, where for me, it wasn't that Penn State was a bad team. It was that when you look at it on paper, both their defenses are phenomenal. Both those Penn State's defense and Oregon's defense are absolutely phenomenal, loaded with NFL guys. But when I looked at offense, I went, no, no, absolutely not. When I look at, like, I don't trust Drew Aller. I know I don't trust Drew Aller. Absolutely not. But I look at Julian Sand and I'm like, can he win you a game? Because I don't think I haven't seen anything that says he can win you a game.
Mm-mm.
Now, I haven't seen him lose you a game.
No.
Like, Drew Aller can absolutely lose you a game.
And let's not undermine how important that is, that you don't lose the game. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're sitting here waiting for Aller to throw the inevitable pick, which he does, which costs them the game. I don't feel that way about Julian Sand yet. I don't think he's a pick away from losing a big game.
But
I don't think he's a touchdown away from winning a big game.
That's the thing is, if you're saying we need you to win a game, Kenny, and I have no idea.
I have no, the answer's not no.
No,
the answer's not yes.
And that's the thing is, like, that to me is like, that it comes back to the crux of the thing as far as Ohio State being not only the number one ranked team, but getting like 80% of the first place votes. Like, what, like, I get it. The defense is great. Jeremiah Smith is phenomenal.
It's lazy,
but like,
AP. It's lazy AP voting.
But I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
I'm surprised Oregon got as many first place votes as they did. I'm surprised Miami got any.
It's just, it baffles me. There's been nothing about that program that says that's the best team in the country.
All right, when we come back, we'll slide over to the NFL. As somebody had themselves a great little dub the other day, but are you going to do anything? I'm like poking you with the stick. Come on, do something. We'll get to that next, but first we'll toss it to Rusty, the big kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Everybody's favorite web gems coming up next. We'll get into this weekend in Seattle and from a logistics standpoint. And if I'm there on Sunday, what the hell? How the hell am I going to navigate this? So we'll get to that in about...
We're 1-1 right now, so...
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. If we win today, we got to win tomorrow, too.
How much is that ticket going to cost to get into that building?
What? Tomorrow?
No, to Sunday, if you go.
Oh, not. It's not going to be pretty.
It's $250 to get in the door.
Yeah, probably standing room.
Yeah.
But I know that stadium well enough, so I'll know the places to walk around and find. Yeah. Unfortunately, so will 1,000 other people with standing room only tickets. But I think just getting in the door would be fun enough for me.
When you have,
if it was an ALCS, I would go for seats.
Yeah,
but being a DS that I expect to lose, if I'm being honest, I just kind of want to be
when you have those opportunities.
Maybe check out the team shop, see if they're cool, because they usually have visiting teams.
Yeah, one-off stuff. Yeah. When you have those opportunities to go, I got a DM from somebody this morning. Hey, I'm going to take my kid to a Blazers preseason game.
Fun.
What do I need to do? Like, this is,
go to FanFest this weekend.
Yes, go to FanFest. But beyond that, I was like, he's like, well, how can I, like, kind of interact with players or be around them? Like, as an 11-year-old kid. Sorry, I did my push-ups too close to the break.
A little winded over there?
I pushed it to 40 this time.
Look,
so.
I don't lift weights because they're heavy, and I don't work out because I get tired.
Yes, for those that were wondering, yes, I do push-ups during the break. But I was like, look, if you get to games before, you get in with it. This is a PSA to anyone. If you've got a kid and you want to give them a kick-ass experience, get there when the door's open.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to section 118. That's where the players' tunnel is. That's where you can get autographs. That's where you can get pictures, and you can watch guys go through warm-ups and take all of this stuff in. And it is awesome. If you want to get like a really relaxed approach, go to FanFest.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to see guys just chilling. Now, game time, preseason is a little bit less, but come regular season, guys have routines and they're locked in and all those things. But like,
they're not being jerks. They're just
when you talk about a creature of habit, that is a creature of habit. Like, they don't like to have that mess with. But Guardians going to the playoffs, like, if you have opportunities to go to stuff that you like that don't happen all the time, go.
Yeah.
Have you ever regretted it? Even like going to Cleveland, they lost. Did you regret it?
We won game one, lost game two. Probably cost me and mom over $10,000 to go to Cleveland and go to game one and two, and I would not trade it for the world.
See, it's like,
and not just because it was my mom. Like, my mom and I had a really wonderful mom son event.
Like, an Oregon fan, yeah.
Like, just going, it was dope.
Well, maybe the Oregon one's tough. If you went to the Georgia game or you went to the Ohio State game.
Yeah, but if you went to Indianapolis and went to the Penn State game, dude, if you were one of the six people I saw in the crowd at the Whiteout game,
yeah,
bro, it was worth it.
But I was saying, like, even in a bad loss, like going to the Rose Bowl last year, or mm-hmm. Ohio State just, it's over
smack
early.
You around.
It's still an experience.
Yeah, I'll never get to go to a Rose Bowl. I always wanted to.
It's tough, but, like, it's still worth going.
Let's see. Cleveland, Detroit.
I went to one, and it was in the press box. That was kick-ass.
Oh, that's rad.
Oh, dude, it's
sitting there next to Big Sook.
Yeah, it's yeah. Dude, go like we did Army Navy last year. We do all of our coverage ahead of the game, and then Dusty and I just get to sit in the press box, watch the game.
That's rad.
Yeah,
that was it's fun, man.
D'Anthony Thomas running back a kick for a touchdown, beating Russell Wilson in Wisconsin.
He fast.
There's still some time on that clock. That's why I'm just throwing that out there. I watched that game with my eyeballs. Cleveland, Detroit, it's 1-1. If you heard Rust's update, there was a review at third. He was out, so that prevented a second run. It is 1-1 in the top of the fifth. Tanner Bibee was just pulled. Two runners on, two outs as Cleveland turns to their bullpen, which is nasty. So we'll keep you updated with that. Padres, Cubs starting here in about a half hour, maybe a little less than a half hour. But I want to get to this story in the NFL as we start getting close to the weekend. And we're starting to have the conversation in the NFC right now of who's really the challenger for the Eagles. You know, we'll talk a little Packers later today because, like, of course, I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, and they look like a doo-doo. But are we concerned about Jalen Hurts and his performance in the second half of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Are we concerned about a guy that seems to almost disappear, at least from a stat line, but still pulls out W's? You know, you keep mentioning the Chris Jones jawing at him in the Eagles game, but he's like, yo, dude, we won the football game.
I don't care.
So are you in that boat with Jalen Hurts still seeing that again against a Tampa team of kind of just
zero passing yards in the second half?
Zero passing yards in the second half. He had 130 yards total. I mean, two TDs.
But if this was the one-off.
62 yards rushing.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I'll take you that.
Here's the thing. Jalen Hurts is an exception to a rule. And we just talked.
That's what I'm wondering.
We just talked about Julian saying, can he win you a game? I don't know. Can Jalen Hurts win you a game with little stats? Hell yes.
Yes, he can. Yes, he's proven it.
All of the games.
Whether it's a Super Bowl he's lost or a Super Bowl he's won, on the way and in those games, he was pretty damn good.
So if this was a one-off performance, or, you know, he had never done this in his career, now he hasn't done the whole 7 or 0 yards passing and a half kind of deal. But like,
if he does that in an NFC championship game, they're probably in trouble.
Yeah, they're probably cooked. But number one, the Bucs are a good team.
The Bucs are
a very good team. Now, the injuries suck. Bucky Irving's out at least this week. Mike Evans out. They just cannot avoid the injury bug.
And Baker's getting lit all the time, it feels like.
So, like, that's a little suspicious of that. But that Bucks defense is pretty damn good, too. Like, you look at what they've been kind of building towards. So I do give the Bucks credit. But also, there's always exceptions to every rule. And Jalen Hurts, it very much, like, I was not in on Jalen Hurts. I was not out on him like a Bryce Young, where it was like, I never, ever, like, nope, not me. I don't care. If he turns into one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, I'll eat that humble pie. Fine. Just totally fine. Like, Jalen Hurts, I was like, I don't know. And over the last 3 years, it's just been like, he just went. Like, and again, this happens because of who he is as a dude and how he prepares, but also the talent around him and what Howie Roseman has built there. But
the talent around is huge.
It's massive.
And we love to give quarterback flowers, but this might be the situation where it's okay that he's not the best player on the offense. Joe's the best player on his offense. He has to be.
Like,
Patrick Mahomes is the best player on his offense. He has to be. Josh Allen does as well.
But
Jalen's in a situation where he doesn't have to be.
But he can be.
But he can be. That's a great point.
And when was the last time that he legitimately lost you a game?
I don't know that. I'd have to go back and look through the archives.
And so,
and if you know, 503-864-6326.
I'm not saying he's unimpeachable. Like,
I don't think we're saying that either.
But at the same token, when a guy shows you who he is and who he is a winner, and he just wins and wins and wins and wins everywhere he's at, in every pot, he's had monster games and won. He's had games against the Chiefs where he didn't. I think he ended up throwing for 106 yards was the final total. But so
no style points in the NFL.
But his reaction to Chris Jones in that moment, I don't think that's fake or forced. I think that's who he is. I think he legitimately. I'll use this comparison. In the NBA, there are a lot of guys, they grab a box score sheet, it's in the locker room, they all see it, and the first thing they do is they look at their minutes, they look at their shot attempts. I don't think Jalen Hurts gives a damn
I don't think he does.
About his yards, his touchdowns. I think all he cares about is what that scoreboard says.
You're right. When we come back, we'll get into Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do it every day at 11:45. We'll see you next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Thanks for joining us. We got a loaded final hour on the show today. A lot of NFL to get to. This team is quietly back. Could they be the heir apparent to the Eagles in the NFC? And I know some of you texted in the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I wasn't ignoring you. I was just saving it for
later.
I love to see it. It was my leftovers for later, and we'll have to get into whatever the hell that Sunday night football game was. And another starting quarterback from your Oregon Ducks, Danny, your Oregon Ducks. Mm-hmm. In the NFL this week. So a lot of NFL to get to, but I kind of want to just have a little fun and play around with this, as the Mariners will host game 2 of the ALDS on Sunday. Across the street, the Seahawks will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There was a lot of talk that Sunday's game was going to be a 105 first pitch, and Seattle plays at 105 at Lumen.
If you're somebody who's down here who's never driven through the city of Seattle or never been to an event at Lumen or...
First off, it sucks during non-game.
That's also true.
That's what I was going to say.
That is also true.
So you have both right and left lane exits on I-5.
Oh, it sucks so bad,
and if
dude.
You do not know where you are going, you're not going to make it.
And Google Maps and Waze don't really help.
It's like, turn now.
Turn now. And you're like, I'm three lanes over. What do you mean, turn now?
So now Seattle has done a very good job. Like, I'm not a big city infrastructure trains.
You live in the sticks, bro.
I do. But getting in and around that city on their transit system is very good.
Oh, their bus system's
great. Their bus system and the train system is, like, it's literally right there. And there's so many lines and there's so many tracks. It's fantastic. But if there is a game going on already, one, it is a pure unadulterated hellscape to get around.
Well, they're right next to each other, literally across the street, Lumen and T-Mobile.
But also, the surrounding area, the stores and the restaurants.
Tons of bars.
Kick ass.
They do.
The restaurants.
Also, the International District is right next
there,
store.
Dude.
Get like an $8 banh mi sandwich. That'll blow your mind away.
Dude, the food in that area is... So I mentioned this. I went up to that Mariners Angel series 10 years ago when Pujols first went out there. My dad and I went on a mojito tour. And we had a mojito basically at every restaurant. Like, but all of the rest, like we went, we were up there, like I said, like 5 days. We went to basically every restaurant at one point in time that's in that area. Like literally on the street. I can't remember the name of the street that runs in front of both stadiums. It's phenomenal. But if you're telling me that you're playing both those games, which would be roughly 100,000 people right there, that city, just shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut the city down.
Part of me is, now I understand why, the reason that if they were at the same time, which it sounds like, Russ, you were looking at it this morning, is it game six, game seven of...
I'm not sure exactly what game it was, but it could affect or something. It could affect the following week's Monday night football.
Probably
game
five of the ALDS, or probably game one or two of the ALCS is probably what that would be if my math is working correctly, which it doesn't always do. But yeah, Monday night game, you'd be on the West Coast, so you'd want to start it at 5 o'clock. I don't know. I was chatting with Bob on the YouTube chat about this, and being in Cleveland in 2016. We were there, mom and I were there for game one and two of the World Series. Game two was pretty quiet. It was a really rainy, cold day. But game one, there's this great little like cobblestone Diagon Alley type thing in Cleveland that's got a bunch of restaurants and like Michelin and Top Chef guys and cool bars, a couple breweries. And the same,
and you can see a lake catch fire right next
to the same, and the same, day as game one of the World Series was also opening night of NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a standalone game. And there was the Cavs getting their rings from winning the title the previous year. LeBron's big, you know, return home and wins a chip. And so game times were very, very similar. Like they just dealt with it because the NBA games are faster. A regular season NBA game is going to be faster than a game one of a World Series due to like media pomp and all that stuff.
You're talking about like 2:15.
Yeah, LeBron came over in the seventh inning
to
watch the game with like J.R. Smith and Kevin Love and that whole thing.
I remember that now, yeah.
J.R. didn't have a shirt on. LeBron was doing the big...
J.R. may have been
hammered.
By the way, that Monday, October 13th would be game two of the ALCS.
Okay, so ALCS. So that'll be interesting to get into. But what I'll tell you is the juice in that city, that was insane.
Through the roof.
Insane. We're walking into Progressive Field, and there are so many hoopers that are looking at us. They're like, have fun, losers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go watch get rings. And we were like, have fun, losers. Nobody cares. but there was Fox's pregame desk.
Mm-hmm. It's like a giant concourse area.
Yeah,
like,
there's Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz and Pete Rose and Frank Thomas. And then right next to it is Ernie and Shaq and Kenny and Barkley. And so it was like...
It becomes this destination.
Oh,
right?
It was so rad.
It's,
so,
you know...
I hope something like that happens in Seattle and the infrastructure can handle it. Because like you said, that restaurant bar area down there by the fields in Seattle is great.
Like, to kind of tie this to local... It's the idea of, like, if Portland got a baseball team and the Trailblazers opened the season as Portland's baseball team is in the playoffs, number one, the city would stop functioning because that would – having, you know
– it would be a war zone.
55,000 people trying to descend on the city at one point in time. This city would collapse. Like we all know that.
I just remember one night trying to go to Moda. It was for like the monster truck, like Hot Wheels thing.
And
right?
Hockey was going on at the same time.
And it was just a Winter Hawks game next.
Yeah.
It took
us 4,000 people.
Once we got like to the Broadway Bridge, it still took us 45 minutes just to get to a garage.
That's the worst part about the Moda Center is that if you're coming from north, there's one exit to get off to get on. If you're coming from south, there's one exit to get to the stadium. I mean,
we were coming from west.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Broadway Bridge took us over 45 minutes once we got to the bridge.
But I got to say, how rad would it be if they built a baseball stadium right there on the waterfront and then redid Moda and did a whole concourse there, and you had baseball fans and basketball fans all right there on the waterfront. Let's say it's one of those days like tomorrow where the weather's supposed to be like 72 degrees and decent. How rad would that be?
I know, like, how rad it'd be. I seen it. It'd be amazing.
It would just, it's a cool moment. That would just be so, so unbelievably awesome.
Get your flowers, Mariner fans. I hope you make it to the ALCS, because you could have back-to-back weekends of just insane bonker sports, and that could be a lot of fun.
Crippling sports.
Who the Huskies got?
Yeah.
The Huskies going on too?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Pulling it up right now. Maybe, dude. It'd be fun. Huskies are at Maryland this week. So you avoid that disaster, and they are, dang it, why don't you just stay in the Big Ten like I asked
maybe
you
to? Maybe a potential conflict with an Orioles playoff game. Oh, wait.
And they're Friday night hosting Rutgers.
There you go. So
that's not nice, Rusty.
They're safe.
Why are you taking shots at my boy Joe, huh?
Sorry, Joe.
All right, we come back loaded. Final hour. We'll slide back into NFL, and can this team dethrone the Philadelphia Eagles? Because they're coming on strong. We'll get to all that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.